From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Iran is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Yemen. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani today said the political proposal called for a halt in fighting and formation of an inclusive government, and that is the way to solve the country's political crisis. A four-week-old bombing campaign backed by the Saudi-led coalition, continued today after yesterday's direct hit on a missile depot near the capital city set off a massive explosion and killed at least 25 people, wounding hundreds more. Josh Earnest is the White House press spokesperson.
What the United States and the broader international community has called for is an end to the violence in Yemen, with the hopes, again, that the UN and a GCC-led process can try to reconcile the rather dramatic political differences that exist in that country.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is deploying an aircraft carrier to the waters off the coast of Yemen in a move to ensure vital Gulf shipping lanes remain open. An Egyptian court today sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi to 20 years in prison in connection with the killings of protesters in 2012. Morsi escaped a death penalty with the court ruling that he and 12 other Muslim Brotherhood leaders were guilty of intimidation and violence, but not murder. The charges are related to fighting outside the presidential palace and attacks on protesters rallying against a presidential decree declaring Mr. Morsi's decisions could not be challenged by the courts. Mr. Morsi was the first democratically elected president in Egypt, but his policies brought on massive protests that led then-military chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to oust and replace him. The head of the European Union, Donald Tusk, has called the 28 European heads of state into emergency session. This is VOA News. That emergency session will begin on Thursday. It's to discuss the unprecedented migrant crisis in the Mediterranean.
The situation in the Mediterranean is dramatic. It cannot continue like this. We cannot accept that hundreds of people die when trying to cross the sea to Europe.
The summit is scheduled for Thursday and comes after hundreds of migrants, possibly more, drowned off the coast of Libya Sunday when their oversized boat capsized. The second migrant vessel crashed Monday near the Greek island of Rhodes. Both were part of an unrelenting flow of refugees fleeing war, poverty, and repression. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The Mediterranean is fast becoming a sea of misery for thousands of migrants. More than twice as many migrants have died at sea in the past year than on the Titanic.
Meantime, Italian prosecutors have arrested the Tunisian captain and his Syrian first mate in Sunday's migrant boat disaster on charges of trafficking. At least five people are killed in Mogadishu, Somalia today when a car bomb exploded outside a busy restaurant. A VOA reporter on the scene says two women were among those who died in the blast. A doctor with the city's ambulance services and another six people were wounded, and the death tolls could still rise further. So far, no claim of responsibility. Ethiopia is observing 3 days of mourning after nearly 30 of its citizens were beheaded or shot to death by Islamic State militants in Libya. The executions were videotaped and placed on the internet Sunday. The victims, apparently trying to reach Europe by boat from Libya, were identified by the IS group as Christians and taken captive. Addis Ababa has confirmed their nationality and expressed deep sadness at what it calls this barbaric act. Pope Francis and UN Chief Ban Ki-moon expressed their outrage. Stefan Dujarric is Mr. Ban's spokesman.
He utterly deplores the targeting of people on the basis of their religious affiliation. The Secretary General expresses his condolences to the families of those who lost their lives as a result of this act and to the government and people of Ethiopia. The Secretary General reaffirms that the ongoing UN-facilitated dialogue is the best chance for Libyans to overcome the crisis in their country. He encourages the parties to make the necessary compromises to reach an agreement.
A UN envoy is trying to bring representatives of Libya's rival governments together for a single transitional government, which would be a first step in restoring law and order in the North African country after 4 years of turmoil since longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi was ousted. And the Ethiopian runner Lalisa Desisa now has two Boston Marathon titles after winning the 119th edition of the race Monday with a time of 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 17 seconds. Winning the women's was Kenyan Carolyn Rotich. 2 hours, 24 minutes. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.